everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bozzano, along with Pepsi's biggest fan, Josh Reese. What's going on? Does Pepsi sponsor us, or just you now?
I hate Pepsi Cola.
You're wearing the shirts.
So I'm wearing ironically. Doesn't mean I like it.
No one knows that it's ironic unless you tell them, though.
No, on the back it says ironically.
I don't think it does.
It does.
Pretty sure it doesn't. Yeah, no.
But wouldn't it blow your mind if it did?
No, it would just, that's stupid. That's like CM Punk saying like, oh no, I really hate Pepsi, even though he has the Pepsi logo on his arm.
What was it? Dave Chappelle did the joke about liking Pepsi and Coke. And he's like, to be honest, I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah.
I know, it was getting sponsored by them or something like that. Dave Chappelle did a tons better.
I don't really drink Coke or Pepsi, but back when I used to, there'd be like 6 months where I would drink Coke, then I would get tired of it, and then I would switch to Pepsi for like 6 months. You know?
No. I drunk. There's
drunk?
Two.
You're drunk?
No. I don't drink, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all.
Hey, CM Punk, again.
Straight edge society. I'm a straight edge guy. First of all, there's two times where I've literally like spit up what I was drinking. Once I was mistakenly given a Pepsi instead of a Dr. Pepper. Uh-huh. That went in, it went right back out. Second,
you threw up because of the taste of Pepsi?
Yeah, and I drank a little bit. Like
you drank a little bit.
Yeah, it was awful. And the second time,
you threw up.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh,
it was horrible. Second time, I was at Sonic, and I was getting me a Dr. Pepper with Easy Ice, because that's how I like it.
Okay.
And then I take a big old gulp, because I think it's going to be amazing. And then what did I get? Diet Dr. Pepper. There is no, everyone's like, oh my God, Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper taste the same. They do not. It was fucking disgusting and terrible, and I nearly threw up it all inside of my entire car.
I always make these mistakes.
It's awful.
Of when we start the podcast.
Awful.
And I ask you a question, and you just ramble on about it for so long.
No, Andrew, I'm giving you a little bit of a backstory.
Oh, yeah, get easy ice. Yeah, God forbid. You don't want to have too much ice.
No, because that's how they trick you. That's how they trick you. That's how they trick you into getting too little of a drink.
No, if anything, you need more ice to get less of the soda.
No, but if you get too much ice, then you get
light ice.
Like this much soda.
Light ice, please.
Yes. Oh, yeah, light ice everywhere I go. Where I went to this nameless restaurant today, I got light
and,
ice.
And please don't put the straw in until after you fill up the drink.
Yeah, because I like to suck the stuff off top.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no pool on top of my cup here.
That is what you would call it.
Yeah.
I want my lake of Dr. Pepper.
Where's my
please.
Lake?
Yeah.
Jeez. So what's up with that sign back there? Is that for something else? Because this is What's Wrong With Wrestling, not the Josh Reese Show.
What sign?
The sign behind you.
Oh, this sign?
Yes.
The one that says, welcome to the Josh Reese Show. This is the Josh Reese Show. On that side, it's the Kevin Owens Show. This side, it's the Josh Reese Show.
Now, you know what's funny is I look more like Kevin Owens than Kevin Owens does at this point. After he trimmed his beard.
Yeah, yeah.
I still got the neck hair. This is my tribute to Kevin. I will keep this until he grows his facial hair back out, maybe.
Oh, there you go. Memory of Kevin. Memory of Kevin.
Yeah, memory of KO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the
R.I.P.
the stable that we never got that we always wanted.
Well, I mean, Triple H owns the company. He could show up on SmackDown one day. No, I guess it won't happen.
It's not going to happen. At least not for a while. Not for a while. But hey.
Oh, man. You know what I just realized?
What's that?
All the stuff that Joe and Owens have been doing, they weren't going to do anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's the issue.
Well, no, I was just
thinking
of... What
was the point of having them tag team and double team guys, and now they're not together?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's going to lose to Jericho.
And then he goes back to Raw?
Maybe.
Jericho's going on tour.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No.
I'm trying to... Andrew, I'm trying to work my...
Look, I said...
Wrap my brain around it, and I just can't.
I said it, you know, Wednesday night on the main podcast that they just... Raw and SmackDown swapped their top heels. That's all they did.
That was
nothing's really different.
It was the biggest changes. I guess you could call New Day that same level, but that was the biggest swap.
But what's the difference? Oh, we see Miz yell on Raw now instead of SmackDown. We see Kevin Owens cut a promo on SmackDown instead of Raw. How does that change anything?
Well, hold on.
It doesn't.
Hold on. Let me break it down for you. This is how I saw it. Break it down.
You didn't have to do it.
This is how I saw it. And I did a video of this on my own. And I kind of likened it to what they're doing now is they're putting all the entertainment and all the like the glitz and glamour over on Raw. But all the good wrestling is going to be on SmackDown. They've collected a lot more good talent on SmackDown. Miz is more glamorous and, you know, he's great on the mic and stuff like that, but he's a character. Owens is a character and a wrestler.
Yeah.
The same with Zayn. Zayn has no charisma, no anything. He's just a great wrestler.
Right.
So they're trying to stockpile all that over there so that SmackDown will be their more wrestling-based show.
But if SmackDown is the one that is suffering the ratings, and maybe not suffering, but it doesn't have as high of ratings.
Sister.
It doesn't have as high ratings as Raw,
yeah.
Usually. This is not going to help it beat Raw or get up to Raw's level. Because Raw still has the star power. Raw still has the star power. I mean, you have AJ Styles and Kevin Owens, and that's it.
I agree, but
who else?
I don't think they
Nakamura, he's just getting there. So
He's going to, I mean, the Chinese market that they're trying to get into, that Asian market is going to
stop
get
saying
much
Chinese.
I know, I meant Asian.
And China's the one with PPTV. I don't know which network it's on the Japanese stations.
I don't know. I don't think they ever realized that they were ever going to beat Raw. Yeah, they had that one moment where they were like, oh, you remember that last week we beat Raw? Woohoo!
They lied when they said that.
I'm just saying. I think they kind of reserved to the fact that they're not going to beat Raw.
They fucking lied when they said that. Like, that is so stupid.
Yeah, and why would you want to beat Raw? I mean, because Raw is supposed to be your flagship.
Well, no, they always pretend like they're in competition with each other.
I know, it's fake competition.
And then they promote each other's pay-per-views. I mean, come on, we get it. You're the same company.
Hey, this is kind of like us. We're in competition with roster show.
No, we're not.
But I promote y'all whenever I can.
Oh, and the Josh Reese show, apparently.
Yes,
what is that? That has nothing to do with the podcast.
Promoting.
You're doing self-promoting on our podcast.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, boy. What is this now? Josh equals goat. How many of these did you do?
A lot.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I have no idea what he did. This is not like a he thought. I have no idea. I got in here. I said, what the hell is the Josh Reese show? I have no idea what's coming. I swear to God.
This is what happens when I'm bored
at
work.
Anything we planned out. I would not. I would never have approved this.
It's so ironic today that you're wearing the Kevin Owens show shirt.
Right.
Hold on. I think in a few more rip-offs, I'll get back to the Josh Reese show.
Well, it's funny because I was going to wear like a nice collared shirt because I visited my mom in the hospital this morning. But then I was like, well, I have to do the podcast, so I wore the wrestling shirt. Yeah. Maybe I should have worn two shirts, but I just went with KO.
Oh, and you could break it off like Cesaro. He has the tuxedo on first.
No.
And then you have the Speedos on second?
No.
I think people want to see you in the Speedos.
I don't think they do. No, I really don't think they do.
Yeah, probably not.
No. Yeah. Anyways, man, we've been going on for a while now. Let's start
And you
with...
could... Wait, no, hold on. Hold on.
I'm trying to start the
and
NXT
you,
recap.
You blame me for sidetracking the podcast? Mister, I just spent like 3 or 4 minutes talking about Dr. Pepper. You went on this one, like this 30-minute ramble about nothing.
About nothing.
Yeah.
I was at least talking about Raw and SmackDown.
Well, I'm just saying. Come on.
Come on.
If we're going to get on the NXT, stay on topic.
That doesn't sound good to the listener. No one wants to hear that. That doesn't sound good.
What about the rustling of paper?
I don't think so. That's not loud enough. That's not going to be loud enough for the mics to pick up. So anyways, on to NXT. What do you drink? What is in the drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. So on NXT, they have a new intro.
Okay. I was wondering if you're going to get this. Yeah.
What did you think of the song?
It's from Hollywood Undead. I'm not really a big Hollywood Undead fan.
That's a band?
It's a band. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I like the original song better.
I did. But I guess
it really doesn't matter.
I guess they're trying to distance themselves from the old NXT, I guess.
No, it's just Raw and SmackDown. They change their intros like every year. I think they're just trying to be like, you know, Raw and SmackDown, like we're a major show now. We need to update our intros.
I guess, but like this is the first time where I ever felt like NXT was in the same universe as Raw and SmackDown. Because they made a couple different mentions to it today. And I've never heard them mention Raw and SmackDown before. Like the characters themselves mentioned Raw and SmackDown.
They have. Whenever someone debuts on Raw and SmackDown, they usually like, they're like, oh, and congrats to Apollo Crews, who was not drafted to SmackDown.
But not the characters. Like we'll get into it later. But
yes, they did.
I don't remember.
Finn Balor was the number one contender for the Universal Champions. Well, I don't know if he was on NXT, but he was still doing NXT house shows. But like, you know, and then Kevin Owens was the NXT champion while he was on Raw and NXT. So of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But like I said, this is the first time where I really felt like all three of them were the same company, if that makes sense. Okay. That's just my feeling.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, the song doesn't matter. That doesn't really affect how the show is.
No, it's just but just we're stuff that went on later on.
Yeah.
Everything together made me feel a little bit different than I had before.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then how'd you feel about the first match? Because until like the last match, this was Squash Mania. This first up, we have Aleister Black versus a jobber. So at that point, it is like a typical NXT show where Aleister wins immediately with a back spinning kick that is called Black Mass. I'll admit it was cool, but a lot of people have that finisher. Like, that's Rich Swann's finisher. It's not Asuka's, but she did it to that jobber a couple weeks ago. Remember, yeah. It was the first thing she did to her.
I kind of thought he would have a more badass finisher. I mean, like, his character is supposed to be some, like, this dark, mysterious kind of guy. And
yeah,
I don't know, like, maybe that's his kick out of nowhere or something like that. Because that's the way they kind of did it, too. Like, oh, he's just standing peaceful. Right. And the next thing you know, whoa!
Yeah.
And then he's back to peaceful.
Right.
Is he a monk? What the fuck is he?
No, monks don't have all those tattoos.
I agree.
I think he's a drummer in a heavy metal band. Because if you're the singer, you're gonna be wild and crazy, and he's calm. Like the drummer's like the usually the calmer.
Is he
guy,
okay? Maybe he's on Ritalin as well.
He's on Ritalin. Yeah, probably.
He's very peaceful and low key. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Right. Yeah. So he wins. After seeing this match, this is who I think will eventually take the NXT title from Bobby Roode. I think he's the one that'll do it. Maybe in 6 months or something. Maybe by SummerSlam. But I think he's the next one to be the NXT champion. I don't think it's Drew McIntyre, because he's a heel, I think. Right? He seems like a heel. We'll get
no
to his
comment.
Match later, but I think he's a heel.
No comment.
Why?
Because I don't know either.
Okay. But it seems like that, right?
I guess.
It does seem like that. So.
He seemed to.
I mean, he usually was. He pretty much was a heel his whole time in WWE. So.
We'll get into it later on, but I felt like he was more like Asuka was before, like cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a total heel.
Yeah.
But like a cocky douchebag.
Not like a total cock, just cocky.
Cocky, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a full cock, just
not
cocky.
Not a full cock. So we go backstage, and Kayla congratulates Ty Dillinger on his SmackDown debut, but he says, before he leaves NXT, he has some unfinished business. So he says that William Regal granted him one more match against Eric Young for next week, and it's inside a steel cage. And that really made me happy. I was actually excited to hear about that. Like, if it's just another match with Eric Young, I'm like, oh, my God.
Kill me now.
But no, in a steel cage, fuck yeah, I'm all for that.
I know.
And you got to let him fucking win the match, right?
No.
No!
He won't win.
No, he has to.
Why would he win?
He's on a winning streak in a SmackDown. He has to keep it going.
But his gimmick is to lose in NXT.
No, he has to win. What's the point of doing one more match? Just to put Eric Young over for a fifth time?
Why not? No. Eric Young beats a guy that's in SmackDown.
No.
What? Okay, tell me.
He has to win.
Tell me, what is the point for him to win if he's not staying around?
I don't know, but no. But what's the point of him losing, though, for a fifth time to Eric Young?
Because there's no reason for him to win.
No, there is. It's just to make him look more special. Like, I guess. Better watch him. He's going to SmackDown.
After 16 tries, he finally beat
hey, he beat him in their first tag match, the first 3-on-3 or whatever the fuck it was.
Is it? Okay, hold on. I just started thinking about this. Is this a failed opportunity by the WWE that this is not their 10th match?
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Because they fought a bunch of times. Why not let the last one be like, he loses 9 times?
You go back to NXT after 9 matches?
No. I'm just saying, no, they've been fighting. Why didn't they have 9 matches and then this final one be the 10th?
And on that's NXT?
Why not?
No, because you can't wait that long. That's like 10 weeks.
I'm just saying, they would have started
back,
it.
Oh, he's
going
back to NXT 3 months later after making his debut?
I'm just saying,
he
would have started earlier. This one would have been the 10th. The final one be the 10th match.
But you know why? You know, he's going to win this match. You don't think he will? I'll tell you why he will. Would you like to know why?
Because
Eric Young, I don't think he's been pinned yet. I think whenever Sanity Law loses, it's that fucking other idiot that dances around.
Or DQ.
Yeah. But Eric Young hasn't been pinned, and this will allow Ty Dillinger to escape the cage and win the match, and that's without Eric Young having to be pinned. So he'll still look strong. It'll just be with Ty Dillinger escaping the cage. And that's basically him escaping NXT. And no, this should have been his match right before he went to SmackDown.
I agree.
That's what it should have been. He escaped the cage, meaning he escaped NXT where he always loses and he can go to SmackDown now.
I still think.
This should have been the takeover match, not that 4-on-4 bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
Why?
It could have been so much better.
Why? Did Cassius Ohno really need a takeover Orlando payday?
That's what the steel cage went to?
Yeah, right.
But no,
that was the only mistake that they made with takeover. Because TakeOver Orlando was so great, that's the one thing they should change.
The mixed tag match was awful.
You're so stupid. Shut up. I don't want to hear any more about that.
I'm agreeing with you, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I thought you were referring to the triple threat where you upset DIY loss. I thought you're still bitter about that. No, yeah, the mixed tag match was awful.
I'm bitter about that one, too.
The mixed tag match was bad.
But back to this match, the one that's going to take place. It's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next week. I still think that he's going to lose. And because there's no top on the cage, I think you see those dum-dums get into the cage, climb over it or climb into it. And that's how he loses.
Yeah, but I think
they're
going to
say there's no DQ.
Yeah, but I think Jose will come and help. I think Ohno will come and help. I
Jose's
think Roderick
still broken.
Will come and help. I think Ruby Riot will come and help.
Delete.
I think, all that shit's going to happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So anyways, next up we have your favorite, DIY, versus two jobbers, except one of the guys is so fucking big that he's really not a jobber. It wasn't, a typical squash match because one of the guys was huge. What was his name?
They're not jobbers because they have names. One was Dylan Miley.
They all have names.
Miley.
Yeah, Miley's the big guy.
And Michael Blass?
Michael Blass is, I'm pretty sure it's James Ellsworth in a wig. Because that guy was terrible.
Well, he had a chin too. Maybe a chin strap painted over.
A chin strap? Chin strap on? So anyways.
That was awful.
Miley, the huge guy, was whooping DIY. DIY was getting their asses kicked until Miley tagged in the small guy for no reason. Once he tagged in the small guy, DIY took over, hit their finisher, and then they got the win. Miley should have never tagged in his partner, which is why after the match, he murdered him.
Now, if I'm to understand tag team wrestling correct, the smaller guy always starts off the match and does the hot tag to the bigger guy.
Right. They did this the opposite way to protect the big guy, and it seems like Miley, will eventually just be a singles wrestler. I don't know why you debut him.
He's going to keep getting partners and murdering them.
I don't know why you debut him as a tag team guy. Maybe they were a legit tag team in the indies. I don't know.
Aw, and that's the way he ends it?
Maybe. Aww. They're like, you guys don't even look like you'd be friends, so why are you a tag team?
Yes.
DIY gets the win.
It was very uninteresting match. It wasn't a very good DIY match. Not my favorite.
Well, it was very short. It was like 5 minutes?
That too.
And they just whooped the small guy once he got in the ring. So next up we watch a video of Ember Moon, which they recorded right after TakeOver when they're like deconstructing the stage.
This was so sad.
This was stupid.
This was
the whole
sad.
Video was Ember feeling all sorry for herself after TakeOver, and she doesn't have, she doesn't even have the contacts in, so she's just like, she's not even Ember Moon. She's whatever her fucking real name is to me at this point.
Yeah.
It just made Ember look like a regular person, not the mysterious woman that she was originally booked as. It made her look weak.
Do you know what Ember Moon's real name is?
No.
Adriana Reese.
Really?
Seriously.
Really?
Really.
All right, so listen.
But seriously, so
I have the audio of this. Oh, you have to hear how fucking awful this is.
My destiny to win. To go down in history. To be the one. That's where it all went wrong. That's where Asuka proved that she will do anything to keep the NXT Women's Championship. Asuka. Just as you are mine, I will be yours.
What? What the hell does that mean?
It was sad.
What was that? And then she said that I will be the NXT Women's Champion. Well, I don't want you to be now. You suck. You're a crybaby. You're a loser. Don't feel all sorry for yourself. That's not what a wrestler does.
But Asuka cheated. It's unfair.
So what? You don't cry like a baby. Did Ty Dillinger do that? Was he like, oh, sanity?
Yeah, so it's smarter. He just kept on getting beaten, destroyed every single week.
No, he should do something about it. He shouldn't cry about it and be all sad. They did the same thing when John Cena lost to The Rock at WrestleMania. Like, he came out and he's like, yeah, I suck. I'm the worst. All right.
Aww.
Whatever. Like, it was just, this makes her look so weak. And it seems like they're building her up to eventually win the title, you know? Like, she's going to get a rematch or something. Like, it seems like they eventually want her to win, but
I felt a little bit like we switched over to the Lifetime channel. It was very strange.
It was very stupid. Yeah. Made her just look awful. Speaking of awful, our next match features Ruby Riott versus Kimberly Frankelli. And she used to be Kimberly, like, you know, Kimberly, but now she signed
Okay.
Yeah, now she's signed with NXT, so she's going by her real name.
She has a horrible gimmick, too, or a horrible intro. What the fuck is that?
I don't even remember it.
She did the... Hold on, I'll bust it out for you.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, God. What is he going to do?
Be careful. She's a...
That's enough. Really, you don't have to do any more. That's fine. Yeah, that was bad.
It was bad.
Nikki Cross appears at ringside for this match.
Thank
which
God.
This match sucked, by the way. Neither of them sold any of each other's moves.
Because they're all super strong.
Did you see when they were chopping each other and they didn't even... They were just acting like nothing happened. It's like... And they're just like, ow. What the fuck is that?
Yes, it was awful.
Garbage. Do you even like wrestling? The whole point is to put on a show. You're not putting anything on.
That's why they are learning in NXT.
Come on, that's like rule number one is to sell moves. Pretend like you're fucking hurt. And chops actually hurt. So you don't even have to really pretend that much when it comes to chops because they actually hurt.
Yeah.
So you're not even pretend. I don't get it.
What they need is a Big Show to come in there and hit him with the fucking lunch pail. Wah!
Yeah.
Now I imagine
they would die if he did that to them. So Ruby wins after hitting a Pele kick, and then she stares down Nikki Cross. Again, Nikki and Riott needs to switch places. Like, Santa needs to be like, oh, like, Santa needs to turn on Nikki.
Yeah. Oh, that chick is way fucking crazier than you.
Hey, sorry, Nikki. We found a crazier bitch. This bitch is way crazier. Look, she has tattoos. You don't even have any tattoos, Nikki. The
How
rest of us all have
can
tattoos.
You be?
Yeah. She fits with them better.
I agree.
Not in terms of wrestling ability, but in terms of how she looks. So we 3 like women's segments in a row, and they were all bad. So after that, we see Peyton Royce and Billie Kay.
This was
another
awesome.
One of theirs. No, Another one of their videos where Peyton Royce is recording. She's not even in the scene.
Loved it.
When she's the one that should be because she's the better looking one.
I ate it all up.
No.
It was awesome.
So Peyton films Billy Kay making fun of Liv Morgan and Aaliyah. So Liv Morgan pushes Billy Kay in a tub and she freaks out. How is this awesome, Josh?
It was so funny.
It was so dumb.
I know. It was funny. No. It was humorous.
No, it wasn't.
It was so funny.
No,
she's filming.
I guess we're going to have a tag team match next week, right?
Probably.
With the Australian girls winning?
Yeah, they got to win. Push the Australian girls. Don't push Osh. Don't push Osh. Don't push Josh. Don't push Eric. Push Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
I don't think so. No. Oh, yeah. Into my bedroom. So next up, we have Oney Lorcan versus Drew McIntyre. Finally, a good match.
Now, to be honest, like, we all saw squash matches going into this, right? Mm-hmm. And with the debut of Drew McIntyre,
yeah,
you would think that this was actually going to continue. Well, be another squash match.
Well, no, I mean, obviously you knew McIntyre was going to win.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a squash, you know, it wouldn't be a squash match with Oney Lorcan in there.
Why not? The first time they debut people, they always do it, that's it.
No. No, not like that. Look at Aleister Black. It wasn't a squash match against Cien Almas. Bobby Roode.
That was on a pay-per-view.
Cien Almas. That wasn't a squash match either.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're right.
But Drew McIntyre never did any of this when he was in WWE the first time.
Did he?
They either held him back or he became a way better wrestler because he did stuff that was really fucking awesome in this match.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I never knew what he looked like before, and even like standing down and stuff like that. For some reason, I thought he was a small guy. But this dude's fucking massive.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's very, very big.
Yeah. But he does bust open Lorcan in this match, which was not on purpose,
obviously. The hard way, as they say in the business.
Right. And then Drew hits a like super big boot to get the win. It's almost like Sweet Chin Music. You know, he stomps on the on the corner. Everyone fucking loves Shawn Michaels. They can't even think of something original. But the big boot was cool, at least. You know, it's kind of like a King Shasta, if you would.
Yeah.
It very much is. That's the main problem with NXT is that they all have like the same finishers, it seems. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have the same finisher. Like, this is a little too similar to Nakamura's, but it was still a good finisher. I was like, oh, that was legit.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great match.
It was.
I still love Orkin. And I think that
just think he needs to change his outfit.
Well, I agree. And I feel like
not look like someone who's addicted to meth. You know? That would help.
He's very talented, but his gimmick is certainly holding him back.
Yeah.
He looks very strange.
He does.
But, I kind of feel like now with Ty Dillinger leaving, he's going to become the next Ty Dillinger.
I mean, wrestlers nowadays wear more clothes than ever, you know? Like, a lot of wrestlers wear pants. Kevin Owens wears a shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt wears a shirt. Pretty much all the fat guys, except for Samoa Joe, wear shirts. They cover themselves up because people don't want to see that anymore. Like, people are fine with looking at John Cena or Bobby Roode because they have, you know,
because they're what we want to be.
Muscular bodies. Yeah. Right. And, you know, they shave, so it's not all that gross hair and everything or whatever, but
it's not Damon.
Oney Lorcan's skinny and he has all that hair. It just looks, it's just, you know, it's nasty, you know?
He looks like a wet noodle.
He does. So that's an issue there.
I agree.
Just put pants on. I think he'll be fine. No Speedos. Maybe some shorts, but, you know, and grow some hair if you can. I don't know. You got to change something. I don't know.
Just use the hair that falls out in the drain from Damo, and just tape that to your body.
I've been calling him Damo this whole time, and that was his indie name, and it's, what was it, Killian?
Oh, shit, that is right. Killian Dane. Yep.
So after the match, Dasha Fuentes asked Drew McIntyre why he's at NXT, and he says, it actually is a pretty cool line that he said. He was like, I have all the raw talent in the world.
See?
And I can put the smackdown on anyone, but I want to be right here on NXT.
Right.
He never was this good. He was garbage in NXT. I mean, at WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And some people liked him, but his, like, you know what I mean? Like, he had no mic skills, and here he looks pretty legit.
Yeah. He went away for a couple of years and got better.
I don't know what it is about. Maybe, like, Vince just holds certain people back. And then once they get to NXT, where they have some creative freedom of their own to make their own character, maybe that was it. Maybe he had to travel around the world for a few years to get this good. I don't know.
I don't know, maybe. But there's a reason why most of the stars always go to NXT first, to continue developing into their own brand. Like, Nakamura is supposed to be like one of the biggest signings ever.
Yeah.
And yet he spent a whole entire year in NXT.
Yeah, but that's more because how many people really not watch New Japan? Did you know who Nakamura was before he came to NXT?
No.
No. But I did not either.
He's a recognized
name. Now, I know
a
lot of wrestling fans did, and I'm sure there's, you know, plenty of wrestling fans that listen to this podcast that watch New Japan. They knew of Nakamura. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, because I just watch WWE. I don't watch New Japan. It's not, I can't watch that much wrestling. I can't.
I agree.
So I think that's why. I think the only reason the exception was AJ Styles, because everyone knew who he was. Like, I knew who he was. I didn't know he was that great.
Yeah.
But I knew who he was. I knew his name. He is the exception. So, yeah. But our final segment is Nakamura saying goodbye to the NXT universe. And he gets to the ring, and some grown man yells, "I love you."
I just love the crowd reactions.
I hope that was a joke.
No.
I love you! I love you!
Let's make babies together!
I want to fuck you!
No,
I mean, it's fine to pop for something, but like, come on.
No, yeah, but the crowd reactions were, I think, a little bit over the top. There was a grown woman openly weeping.
Oh, I mean, he's not retiring.
Right?
You could watch him on SmackDown now.
No, but
he's not going anywhere, really.
Andrew, they're in Florida. They don't have TVs. The only wrestling they get is from NXT.
So they can't afford cable, but they can afford the network. Yeah. Or they can afford however much it is to go there. I wonder if it does cost money to go to those shows.
I'm sure it does, maybe a little bit.
Do you think?
Probably $5-$10 a ticket, maybe.
Because
let's look it up. NXT
when it's a TV show that stays in one place, it's hard to get people to continue to show up. That's why Raw and SmackDown have to tour. You know, if you just keep it in the same location, because like
that
you know,
sense.
Like you know, TV shows that film in front of a live studio audience, like you know, Friends or Seinfeld, you don't have to, you don't pay for that. It's free. Mm. If you go be an audience member on the Tonight Show or you go to Conan or one of the late shows, those are free. You don't pay for that.
Well,
so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like the NXT events that you can buy, like get tickets for online, are for the NXT lives.
Well, put NXT Full Sail University.
NXT.
Orlando, you know?
Sale. NXT Full Sail tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. No, still NXT Lives.
Maybe it is.
We'll have to ask Alex one day.
Yeah. I'm sure we could look it up, go into further detail, but
maybe.
Not now.
How much is an NXT Live ticket? $10 general admission, $20 for ringside.
Mm.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. Mm. All right, so let's give some awards.
Awards.
Who is your worst dressed?
Ruby Riott. Ruby Soho.
I had Ember Moon. I had sad Ember Moon. Did you see the picture I posted?
I did. She looks so dejected. So dejected.
What is she doing with her mouth? She's like...
You just caught it at one split second. She was probably in the middle of saying something gonna make people think it's broken.
That's what all went wrong. Why did she do that after she? Why did she do that? What is that? That was awful.
That's her. It's don't all do went that. Wrong face.
I mean, like, don't do that. Right? Anything but that. Who's your best dressed?
Best dress would have to be Billy Kay.
Come on. How am I going to get a picture of that? Now you got to watch. Now you have to watch on your phone, take a Snapchat, and then send it to me.
Admit she looked fine, though.
You know I don't like Billy Kay. You know I don't like. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. She's just not my type.
Okay.
If you're listening, Billy Kay, it's nothing personal. I'm sure I'm not your type anyway either right now.
Probably not.
I'm sure she likes very athletic guys. That's typically what so I was probably your type like 4 years ago, Billy Kay.
Okay.
Because that's when I was in good shape.
Fine. Give it to Aleister Black. I think he looks pretty cool.
Okay, Aleister Black. I went with Nakamura. He was all in black for his farewell. He was, you know, dressed nice.
I'm not a man bun guy, so I couldn't give it to him.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about the man bun. I was thinking about the suits.
Sure, you were looking at everything. You were probably thinking, why couldn't he be shirtless?
Look, Mandy Rose was at the ramp. So really, that should be my best dress, right? I mean, come on. She was pretty hot there. So I'll go with Nakamura, because I'm sure there's a picture on the website of Nakamura. Oh, no, what are we doing? You're such a dick. You're like the biggest dick. What is that? Follow me at Mr. Joshua. Hashtag I read it in a book.
Go on. What?
Wow. Worst moment? I pick what you're doing right now. Jesus.
Worst moment.
You're such a heel. Heel Josh.
Promoting myself as a heel? I don't think so. Is Bobby Roode a heel? No, he's a great champion. Duh.
Worst moment?
Probably Ember Moon. Ember Moon, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Hands down.
Or Ruby and Kimberly. Either one of those. Those were pretty bad.
You can't go wrong.
Favorite part? Best moment?
Best moment was the announcement of the steel cage match.
Oh, yeah.
Sweep it? Sweep it?
Yeah, you can sweep it.
Sweep it?
Okay. Yeah. Even though it's two people.
That's fine. It's a moment.
It's not that. Yeah. All right. That's all for awards. What do you want to talk about? I know you have something that's going to piss me off, so.
Well, no, I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to talk about.
No.
I'm not going to tell you when it's coming, but there will be something in this things that we talk about that Andrew will flip the living shit out of.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to stay calm. Actually.
I think you will. So let's see. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but Booker T is going to be going back to the announcing.
What? Son of a bitch!
It wasn't that
one. It's not that?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, I did hear about this. Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be spending the next 6 weeks on Monday Night Raw.
I'm actually looking forward to this because you know he always says something that he shouldn't say, and then it makes for great audio on the podcast.
Booker T is amazing. I really like do when enjoy his commentary.
When he said, leave your woman at home, it's like so offensive. And Cole's like, Booker, what are you saying? Like, I think Cole likes it because Cole's usually the one that says something stupid, so like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
He's very funny. I enjoy it.
He is funny, yeah. Like, but yeah, you know why he's doing that? Do you know why he's going to be there for 6 weeks?
Otunga's doing something or whatever.
Otunga got another movie role. Who the fuck hires this guy? He's awful.
Well, I think it's because of his wife.
Of course it is.
Yes.
But he played a cop in like a Tyler Perry movie. It's like, oh, great job. But 6 weeks for some fucking movie role? That means he's got a big role if it's going to be 6 weeks.
Well, I don't know what the movie is.
And you know, Booker doesn't want to do this, right?
I think Booker Light enjoys it. I think he does.
Okay, what else you got? Did we just break a fourth wall there?
No, we did not. let's see. I thought this was kind of funny.
Funning?
So the WWE, you know how they have all these different polls, right? I thought that we would take live poll together and let you see.
Okay.
What you pick from the poll. which former tag team champion would you like to see return? Which WWE superstars would you like to hang out with?
Well, should we do one at a time?
Well, no, I'm just saying. These are different polls.
Mm-hmm.
I figure you pick one. Take it.
I'm sorry. So tag team...
Which tag team do you want to turn?
Yeah.
Which WWE superstars would you like to hang out with most of
them? No, that's fucking stupid. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. That is so fucking stupid.
This wasn't the one that's...
I know, but that was... Who do you want to hang out with on spring break?
This just goes to...
Zack Ryder.
which SmackDown Live competitor acquired in Star Shakeup make the biggest impact?
No.
What other NFL star would you
No, no, no. Let's just do the tag team one.
Who would you rather? Come on, there's only a couple more.
Okay.
Who would you rather be best friends with?
No. Chris Jericho. Oh, my God. Clearly Jericho. Kevin Owens is an asshole. He's going to murder you.
Last one. Which high-end WWE collector role-play accessory would you like to see Mattel produce?
Oh, my God. You think? Okay. Jesus.
So these are their answers.
What a bunch of bunch of dicks.
Okay, so the Dudley Boys.
Okay, no, they were already there. They were already even back.
Santino Marella and Vladimir Kozlov.
What? No.
Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Okay.
Batista and Rey Mysterio.
What? They were not. And, what?
And lastly, La Resistance?
These are all bad. The Dudley Boys were already back, so no. New Age Outlaws were back a couple years ago, so no. You do it again?
Dudley Boys?
No, I said that. Okay. Yeah.
Santino Marella.
No.
Vladimir Kozlov.
Oh, no. Shelton Benjamin and Haas. That's easy because they were American Alpha before American Alpha.
And that one got the second most votes. First one.
Wait. The New Age Outlaws?
Nope.
The Dudleys again?
Nope.
I forgot who else was on there
first
now.
First one was Rey Mysterio.
Come on. They were a tag team for like...
I'm just telling you what the poll said.
They were a tag team for like 2 months, as far as I remember. And then Batista freaked out and he murdered Rey Mysterio. You were supposed to be my friend! And Rey's like crying. He's like, please, don't kill me. And then he killed him. No, you could tell. He was like squealing. Come on.
Like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all know one of Andrew's favorite things on earth is prospects.
They barely changed. Do we need to keep doing this? They never change.
We had a couple new women.
It's just Liv Morgan goes from 8 to 9 every week. She just keeps going.
A couple new women debut this week. I'd like to see if you.
Who? No, they didn't.
Well, on this list, they debuted.
Oh.
So Ruby Riott is now on the list.
Oh, I swear to fucking God. If she's higher than Liv Morgan. So this is the one that's going to piss me off, right?
Maybe.
This is the one?
Maybe.
So what is she, like 6?
Ruby Riott is number 5. What else?
And Liv Morgan is still 9?
I can tell you yet. Kimberly Frankie also debuted.
Frankie?
Frankly.
That's what they said. I don't know. That
she debuted on the list. Where do you think she
is? 7.
Where do you think Liv Morgan
is? 9?
Right. Seriously. Seriously, she's not right. So this is what they say. Oh, this is what they say about Ruby Riott. You're going to love her.
Oh, my God.
And you thought you were mad before.
So fucking stupid. Dude, fucking. Do you even agree with... Do you agree with this bullshit?
No, not at all. I'm just telling you what they're saying. Okay.
So Liv Morgan. She needs to watch this. You do not deserve this. This treatment. You're a pretty good wrestler. You're pretty good. You're not fucking Sasha Banks or but you're pretty good. You don't deserve to be unranked on this Bleacher Report bullshit. Go ahead.
So this is how they describe Ruby.
It's so disrespectful.
Good seller.
No, she's not. She got chopped and she literally did not sell. She no-selled. There was no sell. No sell.
They also say she's quality.
Okay.
All right, so then we got Kimberly Frank Lee. They call her powerful, good striker, lots of experience in the indie.
It's not always a good thing.
Yes, but Liv Morgan did not make the top list.
Hey, Bleach Report. You know what happens when you disrespect Liv Morgan? Do you know what happens when you unrank Liv Morgan on your top 10 female wrestlers in NXT, huh? You know what happens when you put Ruby right up there and says that she's a great seller? You know what happens? Bleacher Report? You just made the list! And you're right there, right below Josh Reese.
I'm still on the list!
I wrote this, what, a month ago, and it's still right here.
Damn it.
No one got rid of it. That is just so fucking stupid. They're just spitting in everyone's face. Liv Morgan unranked.
So we got one more thing on this list.
Bunch of bullshit. Great. I don't have any more energy.
All right. So on the male side, where do you think that
Drew your mic was off? I don't know how long your mic was off, by the way.
Was it?
Jesus Christ, Josh.
My bad.
Doesn't seem like it was off for, well, it was off for like a few minutes.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Well, it's not as bad as being off for the whole show.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So while you're thinking about that, so where do you think that Drew McIntyre ranked on the top 20 list for male prospects?
Well, Nakamura is gone. Is Nakamura off?
Nakamura is off. He is unranked.
I'd say he's 5.
Number 1. Bobby Roode is still number 3. And then we have Aleister Black debuting at number 4.
Who's 2?
2 is Johnny Gargano.
Okay. I mean, come on. You're a tag team wrestler. You can't. That's just silly. But, okay.
I'm just telling you a list. So last piece of things we talk about. This one I don't think will drive you insane, but I'd like to get your take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure it's on.
Yes, Jesus. It's on. So basically, Sheamus says that the current WWE product is better than the Attitude Era.
I heard that.
Would you like for me to read his quote?
And my comment on that is... Oh, Sheamus, you're such a jokester.
Let me read you the comments. So this was from the Bleacher Report.
It. Yeah, it's
did
all,
you?
It's
a, well, no one. Maybe Bleacher, some other people have it.
Of course, it's Bleacher.
Well,
Report.
Well, it's Bleacher Report via the Sun.
I feel like
that
this
is.
Podcast should be "What's Wrong with Wrestling" and Bleacher Report.
quote from
Bleacher
Sheamus.
Report's another thing. They make up NFL rumors. You know about Bleacher Report.
Well,
they fucking
this is a
make
quote.
Up NFL rumors, and they just make up rumors all day long. Oh, the Jets are gonna sign Drew Brees. No, they're not. And no, they didn't. They do that shit all the fucking time.
Maybe one day.
Then they want you to sign up to their premier bullshit
stream.
Rumors. Yes. Oh, even more bullshit.
So this is a quote from Sheamus via the Sun. The level of athleticism has evolved so much since we watched as kids. The athletes that WWE has now are far superior to anything that we had in the 80s or the 90s. You look back at the Attitude Era and the level of entertainment we put on the ring now, the Attitude Era doesn't even come close. I'm not afraid to say that either. You watch some of the stuff Cesaro does in the ring with his size, the way he moves around the ring, the moves he hits, the way he picks up guys twice his size, it's just a different level.
Okay. So
break
it
down.
If you've listened to the podcast at all, I've said on many occasions that this is the most talented roster in the ring that WWE has ever had.
Yeah.
I have said that. So Sheamus is right on that regard.
Athleticism.
And
all that type of stuff.
If they went back to doing great storylines like the ones in the Attitude Era. And look, there were some bad storylines in the Attitude Era. Mae Young giving birth to a hand. Yeah, that was a bad storyline. That was fucking awful. Okay. There have been some bad storylines. But if they went back to that mentality, making the feuds, you know, mean more than what they do now.
Yeah.
It would beat the Attitude Era. The problem is you're going up against Stone Cold, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker. You can't beat them. Like, there are way better wrestlers in the ring than Stone Cold. Like, he's a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to wrestle. He's not the most exciting wrestler, but his personality is amazing. The Rock had the personality and the ring and the, you know, wrestling capability. So, no, overall, the attitude's better. But the athleticism, yeah, they're athletes. Like, overall... If you just were talking about athleticism, then yes, the whatever era this is better. But not overall. It's still the Attitude Era is better.
Well, this is how
go
I
back and watch an old episode of Raw, and it actually makes sense. There's a beginning and a middle and an end. And that also has to maybe do with the fact that the show was only an hour. Then they went to 2 hours, but even 2 hours, you know what I mean? Like, you could, it's easier to tell a story.
Well, this is how
sense.
This is how I kind of
the show revolved around the stars. It didn't end with, like, you know, like sometimes the show ends and it's like
anticlimactic.
Yeah, and it's like the Usos versus the American Alpha is ending the show.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I agree. So I don't know if you've noticed, but like I've been watching like random Raw pay per views just from back in the day, you know, because yeah, I want to get to know that type of stuff. And the way that I see it now is I agree that this current WWE right now, athleticism way off the charts, way better than anything the Attitude Era have.
Right.
But with the Attitude Era,
there were still some amazing wrestlers in the Attitude
there
Era.
There was, but
like The Rock, Shawn Michaels,
but there
the
was
Undertaker.
Just there's more now, way
right,
more.
There are.
Way more talent.
There are. That's because they're, you know, they're opening up their mind.
Yeah.
You have to give some credit to Triple H there with NXT getting the greatest wrestlers from around the world.
I agree. But what the eras had before that this era does not is A,
Mike
they
skills.
Could tell more stories, better stories in the ring. Like I was just watching a random, I think it was In Your House.
Who's been the, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it was like just this random In Your House pay-per-view and just like some of these most random matches. And they were some of the most fun matches I've ever seen in my life. Stone Cold versus some random Caribbean guy in a strap match. I've never seen that before.
Oh, God. Savio Vega.
Yes, that was one of the most amazing matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to touch four corners on and that was just the most random pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything nowadays is so vanilla.
That was, all right, it was.
Yeah, like I saw
Mark Merrow?
Mark Merrow versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Right.
Back in the day. And that was fucking pretty fun.
Yeah.
Those guys told a great story inside the ring.
Right.
You do not see that this day,
except
if you see a Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn match. That's
right.
The only one that can
that's
tell a
because
story.
Most of them are spot fests.
Yeah.
They're mostly spot fests.
Yeah.
And
they try
people,
to get the oohs and the ahs.
Some people like that. That's the only thing Roman Reigns is good for, quite frankly, is a spot match. That's why a hardcore no DQ match is more his style. But no, like, the other difference is a lot of them are not that good at promos.
Yeah,
either.
That too.
Who's the best right now? It's Chris Jericho. And he's not from this era. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
But he's an Attitude Era guy. His promos are amazing.
He's
Triple
amazing
H,
at creating things.
Triple H. The promo like 2 weeks before, what was it, a week? Or it was a week before WrestleMania, right? When Seth Rollins signed the non-sanctioned contract.
Mm-hmm.
That promo by Triple H was amazing. You get one shot at life. One shot. Like that was, it was great.
It's so weird, but there's been a few times since I've been watching wrestling now, in the past like 2-3 years, where Triple H's promo has been so amazing, where I felt like killing myself afterwards.
No,
like,
that
he
promo
really makes me feel bad about myself.
No, that motivated like, me.
Well, I mean,
that
like,
speech motivated
well, yeah,
me.
Like stuff.
You get one shot at life. You better make it count. I'm like, fuck, he's right.
Yeah, but he makes you like take a look at your life. Like, oh shit, I'm doing fucking everything wrong. Shit, son of a bitch.
Yeah, it should motivate you to try to fix it.
That's what I'm saying.
DDP is such a great motivational speaker. Triple H could be one hell of a one, you know, great one as well.
I agree. Yeah. And it's amazing just like, and you know, he can go on his promo and like fucking talk for 10 straight minutes.
Oh yeah, he can.
Amazing. Yeah. And I imagine most of the stuff he says is just off the cuff, you know, like he has a gist of what he wants to say. And then like everything else just works out in the ring. Everyone else is reading from a script.
Right.
And they're trying to remember
lines. The Rock is basically a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
You know? He does not, you know what I mean? He can go out there with no plan of what he's going to do, and it'll be gold every time.
Stone Cold just said what every day? What?
No. Stone Cold was great as well.
What?
Stone Cold was great as well. He might have had...
What?
Shut the fuck up. If you can't do it, don't try. Okay?
What? So. Is that better?
What'd you say?
What?
What? What?
So, come on. Don't play this game with me, Josh.
Come on, buddy.
What?
Come on. Come on, buddy.
All right, did we talk about the Attitude Era enough? Go back and watch the first episode of SmackDown. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't
yet. The first episode ever.
Okay.
It was great.
I have to watch it.
Yeah.
No, but I thought that was pretty good. You know, it brought a good topic of conversation from Sheamus. There's not much else he is good for because he sucks as a tag team partner, but he's good at giving us controversy that we can discuss on the podcast.
I guess so.
So thank you, Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, should we move on to fan questions?
Sure, why not? What do these guys have for us this week?
Oh, boy, let me tell you. You're going to like some of this, Josh.
Uh-oh.
Ron Johnson, of the NXT roster, which wrestler do you think you'd have a realistic chance at a fight? Like, a realistic chance of beating in a fight?
Does James Ellsworth count?
No, he's not on NXT.
Shit.
Does Miley's tag team partner count? I don't think so.
Ooh. I don't think I could beat any of them, to be honest.
Well, but let's, trying to think. Are you looking on your list?
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Liv Morgan. I could beat her up, I'm pretty sure.
Well, anybody can do that, Andrew.
Yeah.
Even Bleacher Report.
Even Ruby Riot.
I guess maybe, I don't know.
That's tough.
That's a good question. There, I'll beat up Johnny Gargano. He's small. Although he'd punch me in the face a lot.
I guess it'd be Johnny Gargano.
Yeah. We can tag team.
Sorry, Johnny.
Oh, bam.
Sorry, Johnny.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, God. I put my phone down. Alex G., how did you come up with the idea to sing Edge's entrance song on the Edge and Christian podcast? It was hilarious. Oh, yeah. Breaking news. I made it to the final two.
Oh?
In the impression cut. You know this. Don't you don't have to
pretend. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were breaking more news.
No. I'm in the final two in the impression contest.
Oh, snap.
Edge and Christian's podcast. So, yeah, thank you. I'll try to win it. You know, that'll be awesome to go on their show. But, yeah, Alex says, how did I come up with the idea to sing Edge's theme song? Well, they recommended for the people doing their impressions to be as ridiculous as possible. So that's how I thought of it.
That's Andrew's wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you know me. On this day, I see clearly.
Yeah, so I got to think of something else for the final round because I need to guarantee a victory there. I need to win it. So we'll see.
Oh, did they ever have any good feuds?
No.
No?
He was retired.
Oh.
Well, he wasn't retired, but they never feuded.
Okay.
No. Adam Wilson wants to know if I could do a Piper impression, but I don't. I've never tried. I'm not going to try it right now because it won't sound good. You know,
who?
When I do my Rowdy Piper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. The guy that was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, I haven't seen. But, he has been on that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go see They Live, that movie from the 90s? It was very funny.
Oh, when are we going to do that one?
Well, it's not a WWE movie. We could do it, but it's just really funny. Jason Dearham, is Aleister Black the coolest motherfucker to ever step foot in an NXT ring or what? Now, he's cool, but he's not Bobby Roode cool. Right, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very intrigued by Aleister Black, but Bobby Roode by far is the coolest motherfucker I've ever seen.
I mean, Bobby Roode's Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll agree. I'm very, very intrigued by Aleister Black.
Yes. Agreed. Narendra Bond, with so many movie trailers being released for the upcoming year, which was your favorite one or which was the best one?
So there was Thor by far.
There was Thor.
Star Wars.
That was pretty funny. Like the end where he sees the Hulk.
Yes!
And he's like,
yeah! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Oh, my God. You can do a Thor.
I just figured that out. I can kind of do a Thor.
That's awesome.
I read this question on the car, on the car right here, and I just randomly said that line. I was like, oh, my God, I could kind of do Thor.
That's
awesome. We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Fucking Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why is Loki still in it? Enough with Loki already. This isn't a cartoon where the comic where the bad guy just you'll be back next week. You know,
he's always going to be around. What Loki's else? What around. Else came out?
Well, Star Wars trailers came out yesterday.
I was kind of anticlimactic for me.
Oh, really? You think so?
It was
because it showed nothing.
Thor was a lot more interesting.
I'm saying the Star Wars trailer showed you nothing.
Yeah, it showed me nothing.
The only cool part was in the very beginning when it fades in and you think you're looking at space. But then you find out it's what's her face's hand.
Ray's.
Not his hand, but it's just the ground and her hand goes there. I like how it started. I was like, oh, that started cool. And then it shows you nothing the rest of the trailer.
Like, oh, shit, this is all we filmed.
It just shows her. Yeah, it just shows like her training with Luke from like a mile away. You could kind of see them.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
What other trailers
dropped?
He
has to say, like, I'm your father, right?
Are they?
In the next movie.
I would imagine.
But he has to say it like Darth Vader said it to him. Like, you know, like, what's her name in the movie? Rey? Right?
Yes, it's Rey.
He's like, Rey. No, not with a, obviously not with a mask on. He doesn't have it, but he's like, I'm your father.
I'm your father.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, what else came out?
I know what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Fast and Furious 8 tonight, or The Fate of the Furious. Just because it's so ridiculous. I love seeing those movies. They're so bad, but they're so entertaining.
I don't know where I heard this before, but
I laughed the whole movie.
I agree.
They're fucking hilarious.
It's just amazing with the different things they keep on coming up with. Yeah. A fucking submarine. Seriously?
That's what's so amazing about it.
I know.
Oh my God.
But I'm just like, what? Because clearly the series is never going to end.
Never.
I just wonder what the fuck can they do next?
They gotta go to space. They have to go to space. They have to have like an alien attack. They have to, they have to defeat the
We're
aliens.
We're laughing, but it's
with
could
their
happen.
Cars. Like spaceship cars. Like they make a rocket ship out of a Lamborghini, like fly it up. They have to. Because like
we laugh. This is something that might be talked about.
Seriously. You should.
Because like what else can they do?
They can fly. We've seen Vin Diesel. The last movie, Vin Diesel crashed down an entire mountain in his car with no seat belt. He came out, he wasn't even bleeding.
They jumped buildings through cars.
Yeah. Cars through buildings.
They fell out of a plane in a car.
The opening scene, The Rock and his other agent, they fall out of like a 20-story window onto a car and they live.
I feel like the writers' room meetings are just like, guys, what's the most ridiculous thing that
you know
these people can think
their
of?
Their asses off when they're writing that movie.
Right.
Like, and then we're gonna have them go through these three buildings and they're gonna live.
Guys, we're gonna have The Rock catch a torpedo and throw it at another car, and these people will buy it.
We're gonna have Vin Diesel at the end of Fast 7. Vin Diesel's gonna throw a bag of grenades on a helicopter, and then The Rock is gonna see that from like 2 miles away, and then he's gonna grab his gun, pop, pop, blows up.
No, the worst part was when Vin Diesel broke the parking garage structure with his fist. Who the fuck is he? The Hulk?
Wait,
always wins.
Wait, what about when they crashed into each other head on in the beginning of the movie where they just went and they were fine. They weren't wearing seatbelts and they were totally fine.
Right.
Totally fine. Oh my God. That's why it's so amazing. See how hard you were laughing there? It's why it's so great.
To be a writer for Fast and Furious.
And what's the funniest part, really the best part about it is Vin Diesel takes it so fucking seriously. You think, like, in his opinion, this is like his Oscar. Like, I'm going to win an Oscar for this movie. Like, no, you're not. Everyone else just has fun with it. Vin Diesel takes it so seriously. And he's not a good actor. He's like the modern day Stallone where he just underacts. He's like, let's get him. I'm gonna kill that guy.
I'm doing it for family.
I'm for family.
Family.
You gonna turn your back on family? Well, yeah. Catherine, what's her name?
Michelle Rodriguez?
No. The blonde.
Jordan. No, I can't remember. Oh, no. Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. She's like, you know, Michelle Rodriguez, you gonna turn your back on family? Yeah, no, she's way hotter than you. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dude, I've been banging brunettes forever. I got to do a blonde. I'm sorry.
Yeah, even with the dreadlocks, it's still Charlize Theron. Like, I can get past the dreadlocks.
Come on. You're Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. I know you're a dot. We know you like girls. Come on. Who are you fooling? Did you see, like, she's like making out with like one of her girlfriends a couple years ago, like front row at a Knicks game, like in Madison Square Garden. It was pretty great. Critically forgotten, with the import of top Japanese wrestlers, will we have a first Asian WWE champion rather than a black WWE champion? What say you, Joshua? I guess he wants your opinion.
My opinion?
What's coming first? I think there's a better shot at Nakamura because Nakamura is there.
Is he Asian? Oh, no. I mean,
Is he Asian?
No.
Is he Asian?
No.
I couldn't tell.
I thought you said, like, is he Chinese? But he's Japanese. He's Asian.
Yeah.
I think Nakamura probably does win.
Yeah. Probably over Apollo Crews. I mean, yeah.
Well, Titus Young is still there. Titus O'Neil. I combined Young. Titus Young and Darren Young.
Titus.
Oh, my God. It's a Titus Young again.
Oh, my God. You're racist. Rito, when is Josh getting a T-shirt and a spot on the logo? I guess he's buying in all this stuff behind you.
What stuff? Oh,
yeah. Oh, do you have another one to tear?
We'll save that for later.
Oh, God.
I don't want a shirt, and I don't want myself on a logo. I don't want my face on someone else's body unless it's a woman's
cartoon.
Body.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cartoon. It's not your real face.
I am a cartoon.
Okay. El Juano, again, Almighty Josh, do you think it's possible to read at least one WWE description of a match? It's damn funny hearing y'all react to them. I think they want to bring that back when you read a recap of one of the NXT matches when it's like, oh, he miraculously is, you know, they add all that stupid
shit. Do you want
me
to read one?
Nah, we'll save it for next week.
Okay.
We could start doing it again next week if you want. Or that'd be funny. It is always funny when you read those.
Aleister Black is a dangerous, dangerous man. That's a little bit of a tease.
They didn't write it twice.
Yeah.
That's not correct grammar. You can say it. You can't type it. That's not an article. All right. See, I'm getting upset already. Just shut up. Stop it. We're on to fan questions. We'll save it for next week. A dangerous, dangerous man. Jack Bruffel, just listened to the Edge and Christian podcast, and Austin was the best ever you've ever sounded. If they run the competition again, do you think Eric or Joe will give it a try? P.S. In my opinion, you've won it already. Well, thank you, Jack.
Aww.
And yeah, I think Joe can go very far with Ric Flair or Jesse the Mind Ventura, you know?
Jesse, I think they would love Jesse.
Yeah. So
it's a conspiracy, Edge.
Jay Morris, with the shakeup, give me two women wrestlers and two guy wrestlers. That will be the next NXT stars of the show. Oh, I know this question is reaching. The next NXT stars? Or
like, read it again?
SmackDown?
Read it again?
Give me two women wrestlers and two guy wrestlers that will be the next NXT stars of the show.
Yeah, I think he means of NXT.
Someone from NXT that'll go to the main roster?
No, I think he means of NXT.
I don't know. Mandy Rose, I don't know the people that are barely wrestling.
Well, no, but the two stars they already have are the two stars they got. The two women stars are Asuka and Ember Moon.
Right.
And then the two male stars are Bobby Roode.
We got Bobby Roode, Aleister Black, and
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Plus Roderick Strong.
No.
Oh, plus.
That's probably who he's fighting at Chicago.
Plus Tino.
Roderick Strong.
Tino Sabatelli and.
Not Roderick Strong. Bobby Roode's going to win.
We always forget about Tino Sabatelli
and his partner.
Riddick Moss.
Right.
Yeah, we forgot about those guys.
Of course.
They're not even on the top 20.
Of course.
Now, why aren't you just as mad about those guys?
Because they suck. All right, Autumn Wolf. So would Josh rather have a foursome with Nia Jax, Ryback, and a Little Caesars pizza?
What? I thought we were done with this. Autumn.
Or Paige Del Rio and Brad Maddox. I mean, I guess you'd rather at least be with Nia Jax, right?
Autumn, I'm not screwing dudes. That's just how it rolls. I do women. Women only.
So Autumn then? Because she's a woman.
No, I would not do Autumn Wolf.
Why?
I will only do...
Because she disrespects you with these questions?
Yes. Oh. Disrespectful all the time. Autumn, seriously. I thought we were cool. I thought we were friends. I thought we were brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
No offense.
Come on now.
But I don't think Autumn's doing you either.
Oh, is she not?
Mm-mm. Sayed Mahmood, I apologize again.
Who?
For not pronouncing your name right.
What was his name?
Sayed Mahmood. I think that might be close. Maybe. If not, I Mahmood? Apologize. Other than Nia Jax, which main roster superstar should go back to NXT?
Why should Nia Jax go back to NXT?
Oh, I don't know, because she almost killed Charlotte on Raw last week.
What?
What?
Look, if you want stuff to be real on TV, you give real results.
Is that right?
And that's what Nia Jax did. She made the match look real. So I'm sorry if you did not like that she could have injured Charlotte.
By actually killing Charlotte.
But
she could have ended Charlotte's career, dude. You can't keep her if she's going to do that shit.
Nia Jax is fantastic. But if you're going to send one female back.
Well, they said any superstar.
Oh, any superstar?
Yeah. Apollo Crews. I mean, he's done nothing. His character sucks.
Yeah, go back and develop a character, bro.
Go back and stop smiling. You're just like another Roman Reigns at this point. Except you're way better athletic. He's not even on the show. He hasn't even been on any of the shows. And he actually is a great wrestler.
I know why. He got engaged. Or no. Yeah, I think he got engaged and they were having a bridal party for his wife, and he was there in Florida with him. I only know this because I followed Nia Jackson on Instagram, and she was posting about it.
Oh, boy. I bet you saved that bikini picture, didn't you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, yeah, that's all for fan questions, though, so.
Guys, we appreciate all your questions.
Who do you think Bobby Roode is going to fight at Chicago, take over? I think it'll be Roderick Strong.
Tino Sabatelli, probably.
No, it has to be someone kind of legitimate. So maybe Roderick Strong, and obviously Bobby Roode will retain. So
maybe Oney Lorcan?
It could be Oney Lorcan, too. Yeah.
I don't know how you would push him up fast, but I mean, I could see that as a good worker for him.
Right. Yeah.
And if you want to save, you know, Strong for another match down the road.
There's no point in saying Strong's not.
They built him up for a while.
Strong's not a big star. He's not.
I'm just telling you how it rolls.
He's got no personality. You see, I used to be sanity. You used to be sanity?
I used to be insane.
Remember when he said that? He used to go, I used to be one of those guys. You used to be a homeless lunatic? What?
I know who you should face.
Who?
El Vagabundo.
It's Vagabundo, right?
Damn it!
You're Mexican, dude. You don't even know
it. I am Hispanic. There's a difference.
You're Mexican.
I am Mexican, too.
Stupid ass. And he's on Raw now.
Yeah, but I mean, go back and forth. He's a drifter.
That wouldn't be legitimate either. And he's a bad guy. And Corey Graves would hate him. Corey Graves would be rooting for Roode, obviously. True. Anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. If you don't have an iPhone, then you can listen to us on the Podbean app. You can also watch the show on YouTube and check out our pay-per-view video recaps at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. And you can check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Bazzano. And Josh, as you can see back there, is at Mr. Joshua. And you could also donate to us at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Oh, my Patreon account is right. Oh, shit.
Your Patreon account is What's Wrong With Wrestling. It helps pay for these cameras and this computer that I bought. So, also, if you want a t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got hashtag push Eric, kick out, spear, pin, repeat, and then the What's Wrong With Wrestling logo. Only $19.99. Help us out big time.
Get it now before they're gone.
Get it now, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Right?
Same podcast time, same podcast channel.
Woo! Right? I don't know if that was a good way to end it.
Probably not. No. Son of a bitch.